Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in because your time is valuable, and I thank you for sharing your valuable time with me. Thanks. So today, my title is Believing and Having Faith Without a Shadow of Doubt. I once read, "Let your faith roar so loud that you can't hear what doubt is saying." There was a period in my life when I spent much of my time talking about things I could not change, talking about people and how they made me feel, and allowed all the chatter around me enter into my mind. I began to operate on doubt and allowed it to become a part of my daily life. As in today's time, the world is different. Life is different. We are allowing the doubt to take up residence in our minds. Yes, it will take time for the world to look as it once did, if ever, due to the pandemic. We have choices, as I had to learn. It's up to us to acknowledge the ways we allow doubt to enter into our lives and ask, what are we fearful of? And how that doubt and fear can be removed with different beliefs and thoughts. For example, stay connected to good emotions because good emotions drive positive attitudes. Each morning for 5 minutes, only 5 minutes, be grateful for all you have and all the world has to offer. Find something positive each and every day to be joyful of and thankful for. Reflect back on all you have accomplished and accept those good emotions. Give yourself credit for all you have learned in this difficult time, like operating technology. Stay optimistic and inspire someone every day. And as I always say, watch the news every other day, if not less, to generate good emotional vibe. Less news, better emotional vibe. Many of us are glued to the television, or we have the news app to stay connected with every moment of the coronavirus. This news is received through our conscious mind, which is translated to the subconscious mind, which delivers the doubt, uncertainty, and restless nights. Take a moment to reflect on all the changes we have adapted to and know we have nothing to fear. I remember this quote from our 32nd president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Nothing to fear but fear itself. We will continue to have struggles and we will continue to get through them together. As always, remember, we are stronger together. How will you rise? I am here and listening. And once again, thank you and come back again to hear more life stories. Thank you.